This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Music is in Faith Jones' blood. Singer-songwriter's parents met while they were in a band together in the 1980s. So growing up, Faith heard a wide variety of music at home, from jazz to classic rock. No surprise then that Faith decided to pursue music. She is a junior at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, studying music. She's working on her debut EP, and she joins us now. Faith Jones, welcome.
Hi.
Ordinarily, you know, for music students, we wait till they take their exams to have them on the show. But here you are, and we're happy to have you. Tell us
Thanks
a bit about
so
growing
much.
Up and your mom and dad being involved in music and your involvement in music, how you started.
Yeah, so, yeah, like you said, they met in a band in the 80s, and pretty much music was always in our household. We used to all sing together and make a Christmas album together every once in a while.
The Jones Family Christmas.
The Jones Family Christmas album. Yes, it was really cute.
Yeah, red sweaters.
I know, like on the cover. I think my brother has some like hand drawings from when he was a kid. That was our little album cover. So yeah, all of us are involved in music. I'm the youngest of three siblings. I have an older brother and older sister that make their own music, and my dad makes his own music, so it kind of was in me and was kind of destined to happen.
Well, but when did you know it was destined to happen? In other words, make it a career?
Well, I think only recently did I acknowledge like that this was something that I want to do in the long term. So in high school, I did a lot of musical theater, so that's kind of been my primary involvement in music, and I still do that a lot on campus as well at UNC. But when it came to making my own original music, it really took me just kind of sitting back and waiting and kind of watching my siblings go through it and see their process. And then recently, maybe like 2 or 3 years ago, I was like, okay, well, I should develop some ideas of songs that I have. And so I've had like, I don't know, maybe hundreds of voice memos with stupid ideas that are not developed. And I think finally, about a year and a half ago, I decided to just like sit down and finish it. So this single that I'm releasing will be the first
I've
one
I've always
that
wanted to do an album called Stupid Ideas That Aren't Finished, so you know, by Burt Bacharach and Paul Simon, and just get that collection, because
exactly.
I think that'd be great.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get to your original music, but you're going to do a number for us now that is well-known.
Yeah, I'm going to sing Summertime. This is a song that means a lot to me because my mom sang it in the jazz ensemble that my dad has that performs in the area sometimes. And I grew up around it, and I'm also singing it in voice lessons at UNC for my vocal performance degree. So, yeah.
Summertime and the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. All your daddy's rich and your ma is good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. One of these mornings, you're gonna rise up singing. Then you'll spread your wings and you'll take the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. With daddy and mammy standing bye.
Faith Jones, Summertime. She's going to be at local 506 in Chapel Hill tonight for the release of her new single. Great song, nicely done. And you're studying voice, right?
I am.
So I'm wondering about that in the songwriting process, because you talked about musical theater being involved in that. So these are well-established songs. These are songs that everybody knows are part of the canon. You love them. They're good. Mm-hmm. Then you drill down. You say, what makes a great song? Because you learn to sing it. Then you go to write a song, which to me could be intimidating, because now I really know what makes a great song. Is that hard for you? Is that hard to make that transition?
Oh, it's really difficult, actually. And that's what's been a real challenge in writing my original music, is acknowledging that I'm not any Sondheim right now. Maybe I can work my way up to that. But yeah, I've grown up just singing really great songs. And yeah, some of the best songs ever written, especially in the musical canon. So I have to give myself a lot of grace when approaching things, just to be, to acknowledge like I can make mistakes. And that's kind of been the whole journey that I've been taking with writing my own original music. It's just kind of taking it step by step, whether that's the lyrics that come first or the chords that come first, kind of depends on the song. And just like taking it really slowly and giving myself like the time and trying to appreciate the process as much as possible.
The playwright Heinrich Ibsen said you have to write a bad play before you write a good one.
Yeah.
So you take that with you.
I have to.
Will you do another song? This is yours, right?
Yeah, this is my original, The Absence of Light. Yeah, this is written in a time in my life where, you know, things were looking pretty dark, and it's really important to me to be honest in my songwriting. So hopefully people will hear it and, you know, find some solace in it.
Tick-tock, I hear the clock on the wall above my headboard. Turn another second, another minute. How can I go to sleep when the thoughts in my head race like I'm running out of time, when there is no finish line? Will I ever be free of the fears that haunt me? I wanna let go, but I've lost all control. 'Cause I only see my problems in the dark when I'm lonely, and I've got no one to hold me. How can I rest? Where is my breath? And I suffer every time I tremble underneath my covers, with my mind as just a part-time lover. How can I rest? Where is my breath? I write and I pray to find another way out of the walls that close in on my head, wrapped up in so many vicious threads. And hate fills my soul and has made me grow so cold, trying to survive the shock and the numbness. Time to take the plunge, 'cause I'll never be free of the fears that haunt me. Can I let go? I've lost all control. 'Cause I only see my problems in the dark when I'm lonely, and I've got no one to hold me. How can I rest? Where is my breath? And I suffer every time I tremble underneath my covers, with my mind as just a part-time lover. How can I rest? Where is my breath? Ooh, they say that it gets better. Oh, I'm just so tired. I know that there is hope. Right now I'm so alone, can't see the light. Where is the light? 'Cause I want of the fears that haunt me. Can I let go? I've got to let go. Every time I tremble underneath my covers, with my mind it's just a part-time lover. How can I rest? Where is my breath? Where is my breath? Where is my breath? Yeah, yeah.
Faith Jones. The song is The Absence of Light. She's a junior at UNC Chapel Hill. She's studying music, and I think doing a pretty good job of it. She's performing her new single, Absence of Light, and going to perform tonight at Local 506 in Chapel Hill. Well, that is not the bad play that Ibsen was talking about. You must have some bad songs at home that you wrote before that one.
Thank you.
Tell me more about the inspiration for that song.
Yeah, so for a really long time, I've been struggling with challenges with depression and a lot of anxiety. And only recently, I think it was kind of my senior year of high school, did I feel like I deserved to be honest about those struggles. So that meant journaling a lot, seeing a therapist. And so in doing that, I've just learned a lot about myself, you know, the things that are important to me, the things that can trigger me. So that song, yeah, I wrote it in a summer where it was hard to come back from being at school for a long time and return home. And I'm in a very loving home when I go home to visit my parents in the summers. But I felt very alone and by myself because they have lives and, you know, people have things to do. But I was oftentimes just like by myself, home with my dog. And so it made sense to just kind of be at the piano and try to write something that expressed how I was feeling. So that song came out from that time, and it truly took a year to finish because I had pretty much the verses and the chorus written, and then yeah, I just had to make it something that I was really proud of. And so that whole process took about a year to have completed. And so now finally I feel like it's in a place where I think it's good.
Well, that's interesting because I was going to ask you if you were in the midst of it while you wrote it. And I guess the answer is yes, rather than sort of away from it and looking back.
Yeah, I was in the midst of it. And so that's kind of been quite interesting as well in performing it now, where I've grown a lot as a person as well as much as a musician. And so to perform it today, it's really interesting because in a lot of ways I go back to that place, but it's also coming from a place of when I perform it now, I almost feel triumphant, especially at the end of it, which has kind of taken an interesting turn as
It does lead to this question of whether or not you have to be in a place like that to write a good song. Are you hopeful that you can?
I know, right? So I'm writing the EP. The EP is called Self-Study. And so it's taking me through kind of this journey of like, okay, being in darkness and then finishing in a place of light where there actually is light. So I've gotten some happier songs written from happier times as well that I think will be showcased on this EP.
Well, you know, Beethoven did very well writing himself through some of those moments. So
yeah,
so you're
true.
In good company.
I've learned a lot about that in my classes.
Good company. Faith, I know you're going to sing us out on Hey Jude, which is another kind of an inspirational song, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, this is another one of those songs that has meant a lot to me in those places.
Well, don't do it yet, but just because I want to tell everybody about you that you're Faith Jones. I want to tell them that you're a singer and a songwriter based in Durham, but that you go to UNC Chapel Hill, which way were you going? Were you happy with the results of the basketball game?
Of course. I got to root for Chapel Hill.
Yeah, if it hadn't been for the sneaker, it could have gone the other way.
Exactly.
Just saying. Anyway, you can see her perform tonight at Local 506 in Chapel Hill, releasing her single, The Absence of Light. You can find details at our website, stateofthings.org. And also sign up for our newsletter and get a daily preview of the lineup. Same thing. Get to the website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus, and Jennifer Brookland. Robin Copley is our technical director. Jenny Lawson is running the board today with help from Al Widarski. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Faith Jones.
Hey, Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey, Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to go out and get her. The minute you let her under your skin, then you begin to make it better. And anytime you feel the pain, hey Jude, refrain. Don't carry the world upon your shoulders. For well you know that it's a fool who plays it cool by making his world a little colder. Na 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 na. Hey Jude, don't let me down. You have found her, now go and get her. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. And let it out and let it in. Hey Jude, begin. You're waiting for someone to perform with. And don't you know that it's just you? Hey Jude, you'll do. The movement you need is on your shoulders. Na 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 na. Hey Jude, don't make it bad. Take a sad song.